Darche Knias Hanikius Vaharchokam Mimatsideha. This parak he discusses how to acquire the mid of Nikius and how to stay away from the things that would prevent you from acquiring it. Hineho Emtsoi Ha'amiti Liknos Hanikius. The real method of acquiring this midah of being totally clean from averas and midos rov, he has modus hakriya b'divrei chachamim zav, to learn a lot, because the more you know, the more you'll be able to achieve this properly. The im binyanei hamusari, and the simple meaning of this, even though I see Rabbi Cheskel Levinstein learns differently, but the Mesos Yesharim explained two things in the previous parak. One, averas and mitzvahs, specifically averos, that a person has to be clean from. And then he explained midos tovos, that you have to be, what's it called, clean from. So in order to know about the averas, you have to learn divrei chachamim halacha inyanim. In order to learn the nikias of midos tovos, you have to learn musar inyanim. So one applies to the avera part of the previous parak, and the other one applies to the midos part of the previous parak. And we'll see towards the end of the parak, which we'll finish today, it's almost clear that that's what he meant. Rabbi Cheskel Levinstein says that it means something different also, and that's the following. There's two kinds of learning. One is to know the information. So that's the first thing that he refers to. It's important to learn the Divrei Chazal that speak about all the details of the various averas, so you know how to avoid any trace of them. You know what the traces are. If you don't know what the traces are, you know, can't avoid it. And then there's a second kind of learning, and that is the learning of Musar to make it real to you and to internalize it. Not just to know it, but v'hashivosa levavecha, to make it real and to make it something that makes an effect on you. That kind of learning is not so much the learning of facts, but the learning that's emotional and that you learn out loud and it makes an impression or whatever. So you need both of these. One, to get the information, and then to be aroused and motivated to incorporate that information. Okay, but again, I think the simple meaning is different idea over here. One is learn the information about mitzvahs, averas, and learn the information about midos tovos. Kinei acher shikvar isame seitzel ha'adam chovas hanikius. Once a person has accepted the fact and it's become clear to him that there is an idea of acquiring this midah, of trying to make yourself totally clean of any trace of any of these averis or midos rows. Vatzorech bo achar shekvar hisig hazihirus vazrizus, and the person's already acquired the midos of zihirus and zrizus, right? And now this is the icing on the cake of zihirus and zrizus, to be able to be clean of any trace. And you acquire them by doing the things that acquire those midos and staying away from the things that deter them. So nothing's going to prevent you from acquiring the kiyus. Eli yedias hadikdukim asher b'mitzvus kedei sheyizor yuchal yizor b'kula. The only thing that could prevent you now, you're raring to go. You have all of the right tools. You see, now you have to know what to do. So you have to learn the details. The alkein hinei tzorech lo behechrich yedias halachas al buryam. You have to know the halachas inside out. Ladas infe hamitzvus, to know all the branches of the mitzvus. Ad hei eichan heima megiyam, till where they extend. The gamlefisha shikha mitsuya bedvarim hadakim ha'elin. Even if you know it all, inevitably you're going to forget it. So you have to constantly review it so you don't forget it. Hinei tetzarech lo hasmodes hakriya besvarim hamavarim elo hadakim. So you have to constantly learn halacha svarim and go into all the details. Leman chadesh besichlo zichirasam, in order to constantly renew them in your mind so you don't forget them. And then you have all the other tools and the incentive and the motivation, and then fulfill it. V'chein, and now here's the clear, v'chein b'inyan hamidos. Same thing goes with midos. Right? You have to learn all about what the midos are. Muchrachas lo kriyas mamari hamusar, l'kadmonim, achronim. Where do you learn about midos? Not in the Shulchan Aruch. You learn about it in the Musar Svarim. So it's pretty clear from what he says over here, that's what he meant in the beginning. That you have to learn the halachos, and you have to learn Musar, not so much as Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein says, the Musar of the halachos, to give you another aspect of learning, but there's two things. You have to learn about Averus, and you have to learn about Midos. Midos you learn from Musar Svarim, and Averus you learn from Halacha Svarim. Right, the chain binyan hamidos muchrachas lo kriyas mamori hamusar lekadmonim molachronim ki pa'amim rabos afilo achar sheyik b'ha'adam bi'atzma lios min medaktik imanikim. Even after you have made up your mind that you want to acquire this midos and you already have the motivation to do it, right? Efshelo sheyeh ashein b'pratim b'neishlo higiyeh diosobah. It's possible that you won't be able to really fulfill it because you don't know enough to know what are the traces of these averus or the traces of these midos. Ki ein adam nolad chacham. Nobody's born with all this information in his mind. The yefshel adas, I call, you can't know everything, so you have to learn. Ach bikriyas hadvarim yisorer b'mashal lo yada. Right? By learning it, you'll learn things that you didn't know. The yisbon the b'mashal lo hiska mitchila. And you'll also then learn from what you've read to understand other things that you didn't know to begin with, didn't think about to begin with. That's bina. You'll learn the implications of those things and learn other things from them. Even things you won't find the sefer itself, you'll be able to extrapolate from those svarim through your bina. And also, it's yata d'shmaya. The more you learn, the more the Rabban Shem gives you heavenly help to know even things that you didn't learn. But that since Habol Atar, Messiah in law, the Rabban Shem gives you the help to learn, know things that even you didn't learn them. Ki biyos sichlo neyur al adover. Once your mind is open to it, then it's ready to be filled with yedios that the Rabban Shem will give you, and also with bina that you can extrapolate things from the things that you've learned. Holeich u'mashgiach u'akol atzadim u'mamtzi inyanim chadashim kora emes. That's bina. Right, you will add to the things that you learn things that you can learn from them. Okay, so therefore the main thing over here is the learning. Learn the details, and the details you'll find in Sifrei Halacha and in Sifrei Musar, since you have to learn the details of Averus and the details of Midos. And what is the opposite? Who are the people who deterred from requiring this midah? All the things that prevent a person from being a zohir, which is the foundation of this midah. First you have to be careful, then you can be extra careful, but you can't be extra careful before you're careful to begin with. And in addition to whatever makes you lose zahirus, which will surely make you lose Nikias, also you have to add all the details that you learn from learning about mitzvahs and learning about mitos. Kvar omru razav, v'lo ha'amor, it's chosid. Person doesn't know, can't be a chosid. You can't be lifni mishurus hadin and be extra naki, extra zahir, right? If you're an amoritz, if you don't know. Ki mishalo yeda, if shalo lasos. If you don't know, you can't do. One of the milas of limud is that it enables you to do. Because if you don't know, you can't possibly do. So therefore, the way I understand simply what he's saying is that since you have to be a noki in averus and a noki in midos, so you have to learn all the details of all the averus and all the details of all the mitzvahs, which is found in the Musar Svarim. And if you don't do that, right, then you're not going to ever be able to be noki completely from all averus and all midos rows, because what you don't know, you can't do. Yes, I'm not sure what he says. Yeah.
No, I just saying, even though before the Rav said anything, I learned it the way the Rav did, but reading, I mean, after
but now that I out, said it, you learn it different.
It's a few places, Mashma, like Rav Chatzko said.
Huh? What?
It's a few places, it's Mashma, yeah. Because first of all, at the beginning it says, V'yani halachos, V'yani halachos, V'yani musarim.
Right.
It doesn't say amidos, it's talking about musarim.
No, musarim, but that's the...
The Rav explained it as amidos, but it's
yeah, but he musarim. Says it's a favor.
Then what?
He says, right, Vadas Anfeha Mitzvos, right? And what's it called? Where is it?
Right. No, it's also Midos. He's explaining that both by the mitzvos, halachos, and by Midos, you have the two things of halachos and musarim. That's what he explains it.
Well, that's what he says. The chain being in Hamidos, Mukrachas, Lokrias, Mamori, Hamosu, the Kadmon Akronim, to know it.
Right, that's
and the first one is Halachas.
That's not referring to Musarim, that's referring to Midos. Those are two separate things. That's why you use two different
where
codes.
Do you learn Midos from? From Sifri Hamosu.
Even by Midos, it explains there's two parts, it's the Halachas and Musarim.
Okay, you should have stuck the way for you learned this in the beginning. It's clear, not like that. It's pretty much borer that he's talking about two different things. And Sifrei Musar teach you Midos. You don't learn. Tell me in Shulchan Aruch where you learn Midos. Where do you learn Midos from? The Sifrei Achronim and Rishonim.
What?
It was
two different types of learning. One is the facts. You learn it from Chazal.
I'm not saying that. The Chen Binyan Midos. And he should said the Chen Binyan Midos. Mukrachas Lo Kriya Behalachos and Mamoria Musarim. Should have mentioned both things. He's not. He's telling you that. And the same thing goes for Midos. You have to know the details. Where do you know the details from? Learn Musar Sfarim. You won't know the details from learning Shulchan Aruch.
You learn from and learning Chazal.
What?
You learn from learning Chazal.
Yeah, but where are those Chazal? Right? In the, what's it called? In Musar Sfarim. That's all.
Okay.
I don't want to argue. It's clear. Rav Aaron.
Not mixing it.
Okay. It's very pretty clear. Like, again, I see what Rabbi Chesel Levinstein says, but from the what?
Rabbi Chesel Sarno.
But the mice, but from the pashtus of the, I'd like to see the English one what he says. But in any case, with the notes, but it's pretty clear that that's what he's talking about. Because in the first parak he mentioned that they're telling you halachas, and then the second part was about midos. So he says you need to be able to accomplish this in both areas. One by learning halacha, and one by learning musa, which is midos in yonim. Okay.